The time is 7:50. You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. And each Thursday at this time of day and this time of week, we introduce Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. He brings along with him a load of information, movie-related. That's why we call it Cinema Chat. How are you?
Good. Good to be here. Safely returned from the Traverse City Film Festival. So
yeah, wore you out, but you had a good time, right?
Yeah, and just barely escaped the storm that blew
in. That was pretty scary. They're still trying to recover from that.
It was tough. But Variety, the Wall Street Journal of Show Business, had an article yesterday about why specialty film audiences are going gray, which...
It's not because of the content.
It's not because of the content, no. And actually, mature film goers tend to go to adult pictures, which tend to be shown in smaller theaters that focus on specialty audiences. The show business press has a tend to spend these things a little negatively, but it's actually good news, which is there's an increasing audience segment to motion pictures, and that's folks that are over 50. A lot of those folks went to college film societies and were very, very passionate about movies in their youth, and that's what I found.
And then the studios stopped making movies that were age related.
Well, they've always made movies, but that are age related. I mean, things come and go as they always come and go. But I think what happens is that, you know, between 15 and 25, you discover things that you're passionate about, and then when you're 25 to 50, you're doing things like establishing a career and raising a family and doing all of those things that keep you very, very, very busy and sometimes distracted about things that you love and are passionate about but just don't have time to pursue.
And then you can return to it once you're winding down.
Yeah, so if you were a French horn player in high school and you were really passionate about it, you can loop back to that and play in the local amateur symphony or whatever. And I think a lot of people do that with music and hobbies and things like going to movies. So folks are looping back to that kind of those. The baby boomers and the Gen X folks are coming into that age group and are passionate about movies. So things like Woman in Gold, The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Mr. Holmes, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater, and Ricky and the Flash, which is actually not playing at the Michigan Theater, it's playing at the multiplexes, but it's a Meryl Streep film that is where she plays an old rock and roller, and her actual daughter, Mamie Gummer, is playing her daughter in the movie. And those films are really resonating. Blythe Danner was in a film called I'll See You in My Dreams that did very well at the Michigan Theater. The 100-Foot Journey, which played at the Multiplex, also did well with the starring Helen Mirren. So anyway, it's a good story. I see it. But the press sometimes spends that. Well, now, you know, that it's not a youth audience, so it's got to be, well, I don't know what to say, but it's an increasing audience segment in film dynamics. So there you go.
Well, and I'm in my 50s now, and I'm hoping by my 60s I'll have time for a movie.
That's right. And there's also a lot of stories today on NPR about the difficult situation in TV land, which is in a changing dynamic. So anyway, it's very interesting, at least for me.
So let's actually talk about what we can see.
That's right. Infinitely Polar Bear is a film that we actually did a year and a half ago as part of our Sundance Film Festival USA program. Audiences loved it. We packed the Michigan Theater.
And now it's going nationwide.
That's right. It's in release, so we open it at the State Theater. Mark Ruffalo stars as a...
Getting great reviews, too.
Yeah, he's really good in this. And Zoe Saldana, who plays his wife, they have two children, and the Zoe Saldana character has the opportunity to go to business school at Columbia University, and Mark Ruffalo's character is a bipolar character who's very entertaining, but kind of a scary dad, as you can imagine. So, you know, who's taking care of whom? Are the kids taking care of the dad? The dad's trying to be responsible, but just as easily distracted. And again, is kind of manic and then depressive. So, Infinitely Polar Bear. And the reason the movie is called Infinitely Polar Bear is because the smallest daughter said her father has a disease. She can't say bipolar, so she says infinitely polar bear. So it's a really well done. Maya Forbes wrote the script and directed. It's based on her life. It's not really strictly autobiographical, but inspired by her job. And her daughter is one of the stars in it, and she's very, very good. So Infinitely Polar Bear opens Friday.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, and Woody Allen fans are going to be happy.
Yeah, Irrational Man opens at the Michigan this Friday. It stars Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, and Parker Posey. Mr. Phoenix plays a university professor who's doing a guest teaching stint at a small college.
He's another great actor.
Yeah, and Parker Posey is a lonely professor, and they begin a romantic involvement. And then his best student, played by Emma Stone, is someone who he also gets involved with. But then there's a strange thing that happens. It kind of reorganizes Joaquin Phoenix's philosophy professor character, and a mystery is born of it. Bob Mondello from NBR said Woody Allen's writing is as sharp as his leading character's morality is fuzzy, and if the director is revisiting territory from Crimes and Misdemeanors in spots, he's working some decently amusing variations here. So the reviews on this are not 100% positive by any means.
They never are for Woody Allen.
That's right. Los Angeles Times liked it. In its own strange, deliberate way, the film does wind up feeling surprising, even fresh, as Allen finds new ways to explore some of the most longstanding preoccupations.
What about Dark Places?
Dark Places is based on the Gillian Flynn novel, who wrote Gone Girl, the star Charlize Theron. Yeah, a lot of people did. And it's about the massacre of an entire family and a haunted woman, played by Charlize Theron. It's dark. It's 25 years after testifying against her brother. Charlene's character goes through some very difficult changes, and it's a twisty, turny thing, as you
and
would expect.
And Charlize Theron in it.
That's
so
right.
I'm in.
With Gone Girl.
What about special screenings? Anything happening this week?
Yeah, Star Trek The Motion Picture, which stars a lot.
I had to ask, didn't I?
Original cast members, William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy.
I'm sure a lot
George
of people
Takei
are going to go enjoy.
Yeah.
I will enjoy missing it entirely.
Summer classics are on Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. And
somebody's
got to
ground that whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago when you were a mere child.
Well, what about at the multiplex this week?
There's a lot coming out, and much of it's well-reviewed. The worst-reviewed film is actually The Fantastic Four.
That doesn't surprise me.
23%. The best review on this said, Fantastic Four feels like a 100-minute trailer for a movie that never begins. So, anyway, they put a lot of special effects money into it, and it didn't apparently work out. But if you're a superhero fan, go check it out.
A lot of folks that certainly are.
Absolutely.
What else do we have?
Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit are two movies that you might know from Aardman Animation, and their new movie this week is Shaun the Sheep Movie. There's actually Aardman Animation, you will recognize the animation techniques.
Right.
It's stop motion, claymation kind of stuff. And Shaun the Sheep apparently is a British TV show, but that character, you see it in advertising and things like that.
All right.
And this has gotten just really, really great reviews. It's witty, like a Pixar film. The animation techniques are flawless. Shaun the Sheep has, again, the Detroit News said, endlessly inventive and wildly funny, Shaun the Sheep Movie has the frenetic pacing of some silent comedy classics, and that's by Tom Long of the Detroit
interesting
News.
Interesting.
Kenneth Turin, as you know, my favorite critic, plays from the Los Angeles Times, says, playful, absurd, and endearingly inventive, the unstoppable, amusing feature reminds us why Britain's Aardman Animation is a mainstay of the current cartooning golden age. And it is a golden age of animation, another golden age, and Shaun the Sheep fits right into that. So,
well, that's kind of it. More interesting than I thought it was going to be.
If you're an adult, go check it out, because the wit is great, and if you've got a kid, drag them to it.
It's the other
it.
Two movies that are opening this week that I'm really interested
in. Yeah, The Gift, which stars Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall.
He is just really good and kind of flies under the radar, but he's good in everything he does.
And Joel Egerton is also in the film, and he directed it. It's his feature debut. And this has gotten good reviews, and it's about Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall. They're a young married couple. They meet up with an old high school acquaintance played by Joel Egerton, and then something that happened about 20 years previous when they were in high school haunts the situation. But again, the reviews have been very good. And Ricky and the Flash, which we talked about at the beginning.
It's got Meryl Streep.
It's got Meryl Streep as a rock and roll star. And she was
actually doing the singing, right?
She's a trained singer who's very good. She was just in Into the Woods and did a great job. And her real-life daughter plays her daughter. And Kevin Kline plays the husband. And it's about how she's pursued this career. And it's messed with the family. But anyway, go
and
check
she's never
it
had
it's directed by Jonathan Demme.
She's never had a bad review in her career.
And the script is by the Juno director. So
you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we hope we've given you some options to go to the movies.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.